Conversations like the one you are about to hear are supported by NetForce PC. From fixing your home PC or Mac to complete managed IT services for your company's network, NetForce PC can help. NetForcePC.com.
All right, Amanda and Stephanie, thanks so much for coming on the show today. You guys are here representing Southwest Organizing Project. Amanda, could you talk to us a little bit about what SWOP is and kind of what their mission is?
Sure. So Southwest Organizing Project is a community organization that's existed since the 80s. And it was kind of just coming out of the civil rights movement, thinking about how are we going to make this change like sustainable. So SWOP works on a variety of things. Right now we're working on a lot of environmental justice, food justice, youth and education, and then some stuff like on the C4, like political side.
And whereabouts is SWOP located?
So SWOP is in the downtown part of Albuquerque.
All right, and Amanda, one specific project that's under SWOP is Project Feed the Hood. Could you tell us a little bit about Feed the Hood?
Yeah, Project Feed the Hood is a food justice campaign of SWOP that's been around for about 9 years now. And we have a community garden. We work in the schools. We work with farmers. Really, the actual gardening and farming part is just a small part of what we actually do. The organization as a whole sort of focuses on re-educating ourselves and connecting back to what it means to have sovereignty in New Mexico and, you know, especially here in the Southwest, what that means. So we do a lot of like cultural education and try and incorporate that into the schools that we work with so that educators and teachers can use that every day with the students to empower them at a very young age. Let's see, we also do a lot of work like at the legislative session, so SWOP as a whole does, but even with Project Feed the Hood, you know, we're going up there for anything and everything that has to do with food. Last year we had a really big, our campaigning was a lot around the food stamps. So anything and everything related to food, really, we try and bring awareness to, depending on, you know, what our communities need.
Great. It sounds like you guys are really looking at the bigger picture of Yes. Some of the needs. Who would you say is the community that you're serving primarily?
The communities that we primarily serve are low-income communities and communities of color. New Mexico has a lot of brown folks, whether that's Native or Chicano or Mexicano, and we're also one of the poorest states in the nation, and Albuquerque in particular, and the certain part, the Southeast Heights area of Albuquerque that we spend a lot of time working in, is also one of the most impoverished parts of the city and of the state. So we work a lot with young people in the food justice work, for sure. And, I mean, we're also still pretty young ourselves.
All right. And Amanda, what are some of the responses you've seen from Feed the Hood's impact on the community?
I think folks want to be connected, like reconnected to their food in a real way, but the path isn't always clear. So when we give them kind of those opportunities in that path, like, it changes folks' perspective on like food and on life and like even like the revolution, like things like that. So I think for folks, it's like a very like empowering thing, like to feel that you can be self-sufficient, like when it comes to food, is definitely like a big thing for people. And especially folks who see their children like in the dirt planting food, it gives them like a certain feeling of hope.
And how long have you been working with SWOP, and what kind of got you personally motivated to want to be a part of this movement?
So I've been with SWOP for about 7 years now. And when I first started, I was around 11, 12 years old doing garden stuff and youth stuff. But I think it's important to note that all of us who do this food work, we grew up in those neighborhoods. I grew up poor. I grew up not always knowing where my next meal came from. So I feel like this work was kind of a natural next step for me as somebody who grew up questioning like why I was faced with these conditions. Community organizing seemed to be like the natural next step.
And Stephanie, I guess the same question for you, like what inspired you to be a part of this project? And then also to continue on with that, what do you see this as a model for other areas?
Well, yeah, I've been with Southwest Organizing Project working on the Food Justice Campaign for about 4 years now. I'm really interested in the plant and soil sciences, and I started off as a biology major in school, and I started thinking about gardening and the impact it could have. But once I met folks from Project Feed the Hood and they put that community organizing frame to it, just completely changed my perspective. And looking at our food systems and access to gardening and access to land in terms of, you know, why we're in the state that we're in New Mexico, and how systematic, you know, racism made that context. And like Amanda said earlier too, just that desire to reconnect to the land and to what it really means is in all of us. And luckily in New Mexico, we're not that far removed from our agrarian heritage. So putting that whole perspective on it just really, really fired me up. And yeah, it's definitely what I'm going to do forever. And as far as, yeah, this being a model for other folks, I think so. Everybody, no matter what way you're working with food or the land, should have this type of perspective and look at the systems that affect how we're able to make these decisions and how we're able to produce our food and just be on the land, you know?
Well, sadly, we're running out of time. It sounds like you guys have a lot of great stuff going on down there. So thanks to both of you for coming and talking today, and more importantly, for the work that you're doing down there.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.